This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really sad news came down yesterday. Ray Shiro, he was with the Minnesota Wild organization, passed away at the age of 62. Buddy sent it in the group chat, and I was stunned. I saw Billy Guerin make comments, and I mean, he was really emotional. It changed his life. You know, Sidney Crosby released a statement talking about how important Ray Shiro was to him and his career, and man, I got to thank Ray Shiro and, man, the organization for giving me some of the great times of my sports fan life. I mean, you don't win in 09 without him. You don't win in 16 and 17 without him. So in 08, this is when you knew the Penguins meant business, when they were serious. He trades for Pascal Dupuis. Pascal was kind of a throw-in in the deal.
Yeah.
And for Marian Hossa. Now, when Hossa came in, him and Crosby had instant chemistry, and those guys were unbelievable during that 08 playoff run, but he obviously leaves after that for Detroit. But Dupuis was around, man. And Crosby and Dupuis had a ton of success. Dupuis was supposed to be this fourth liner, this throw-in guy as a depth piece, and he wound up being a big part of the thing. And then Shiro, he drafted Staal. He had Dupuis, traded for Kunitz,
yes,
who was there for each of the three cups, brought in Guerin, whose leadership and productivity helped them in 2009. And then he was also responsible for bringing in Matt Murray, who won the two championships.
You bring in Gonchar?
Brought in Gonchar. Yep. He brought in or drafted Mata, Gensel, Rust. So you don't win any of these championships, any of them, without Ray Shiro. And I understood why the Penguins moved on from Ray at the time and Bylsma, because, you know, the team was put together to win multiple championships, and they had blown that series lead to the Rangers when they were up 3-1, and you had Marty St. Louis going off, and that whole thing was a disaster. I understood it, but make no mistake, like, Rutherford gets credit for 16 and 17. Like, Ray Shiro had a lot to do with that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, you know, thanking him and just being able to attach ourselves, obviously, to championship hockey teams that he, you know, he facilitated, but also attaching ourselves to just names that we just rattled off.
Like, yes.
That's the cool part about hockey and about, like, baseball. Football is a little bit different. Like, you're not going to know the center sometimes. You're not going to know the left guard that wins Super Bowls. But in hockey, like, if your team is good and your team wins and continues to win, like, you're familiar with every name. Like, you know every name.
Remember
on
that
every
time
line.
This guy did that or that guy did this? Yeah.
Yes. You know everybody's name and on every line and the backup goal. Like, you know everybody. And, you know, he was a part of that, of just, you know, creating those players and bringing in those names and, you know, a really fun time in our lives.
Oh, man.
A really fun portion of our life, those 6-7 years that he was here. They were really good.
I forget why I brought this up the other day, but the best time in your life for your sports team to have like championship level success is when you're like high school and college age.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, there's responsibility, but it ain't real life responsibility. You ain't changing diapers. You ain't paying bills. You're working at like Cold Stone or Brugger's Bagels so that you could pay for Penguins tickets. And you could student rush back then, you know, you'd go for $20 with yep. your student ID, and that barn would be packed every damn night. And the number one priority in my life was the Penguins. I mean, it just was. And they won a lot. And this guy had a ton to do with it. And some of those unforgettable where you were moments, right? Like, I'll never forget Hossa got traded, and we didn't have smartphones, so it was word of mouth. I'm walking through the corridors of Mount Lebanon High School, and word of mouth was, oh my God, we traded for Marian Hossa before the NHL trade deadline. I'll never forget being awakened in the middle of the night thinking Jerome Iginla was going to go to the Boston Bruins. That's what everyone had reported. Then it's the middle of the night. My friend Dan calls me, holy hell, man, we got Iginla.
Yeah.
And I know that that didn't work out, but 2013 was a really fun year. They went 36-12. Crosby was out of this world until he broke his jaw. They went 15-0 in March, and they looked like they were going to win the Stanley Cup. And when that Iginla trade happened, and Brendan Morrow and all those guys, it was like, who the hell is going to stop this team?
Right.
It was a blast. Craig Patrick brought in Gonchar. That's
yeah,
my
I
bad.
Saw that. Yeah. That's why I asked. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Patrick deserves some of it too. Like, all these GMs. Craig Patrick brought in Sid. I mean, he got Evgeny Malkin and Marc-Andre Fleury. And you're not winning without those guys.
Mm-mm.
I wonder if Shiro, like how he rooted for the Penguins after he was gone. Because so many of his principal pieces that he brought in were the reason why they won in 16 and 17.
Well, I think it gets back to the Skeens kind of conversation a little bit. Like, whenever Skeens leaves, you're going to root for Skeens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's going to root for his players.
Yeah. They all used the word family yesterday, too. Anybody who talked about him,
mm-hmm.
like the family dynamic that he would create
mm-hmm.
in the organization. Heard he was a funny guy, kind of like would cut right at you.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Shearer, I never met him. 62 years old, man.
Man, it's a shame.
Total bummer.
Yep.
Total bummer. But you do revisit the great times as a sports fan. Those days were the best. You'd read or at least I would because I was a tool bag. I would read the Pens blog and every game mattered. And you miss it this year being in the playoffs. The storylines, the morning skates, the jabs, the barbs, the gamesmanship.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got to do that with the way our show is constructed, Doran, where we'd be sitting here Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Not yet. We haven't got to experience that, right? No. Since we've been together 2 years.
No. And I think there's a shot that it can happen next year, but you need Dubas to find some of that Ray Shiro magic this offseason. But thought it was appropriate to talk about Ray Shiro and what he meant to the organization and the town, obviously.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.